Glory to God. Glory to God. Again, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm reading from Psalm 106, 107, and I'll give the standards when I am finished. But for your hearing and receiving, oh, give thanks to the Lord. For he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Psalm 107, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. All that sorrows, would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of God. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Psalms 19 through 22, NASB Bible. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness, and for his wonders to the sons, to the daughters, as I paraphrase, to the sisters of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority on this line this morning. Let us also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. That was Psalm 107, stanzas 6, stanzas 8, 13, 19 through 22. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, my beloved Soras and guests. We welcome you to this prayer line, April 25th, the fourth in this month. But it's the fifth Saturday we have been praying to God to meet our concerns, healing, mind, body, spirit, and whatever the cause may be or the need that you're on this line. I am Arlene Young, one of the chaplains serving with Don Clark and Latasha Gray. On the line with me are the appointed chaplains, as well as members of the council, two who will be leading us in prayer today. Those two SARAs, members of the council, Venus Brown and Deborah DeVoe. But I also want to acknowledge our president, Sara Keisha Thurman, and all of the chaplains, all of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Southfield Alumni Chapter. Okay, with that said, I will now turn it over to Sara Venus Brown and Sara Deborah DeVos. Hallelujah, praise be to God.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Sora, what I have found gets us through tough times, and what is easily present during good times is love. The common denominator is love. The Beatles sang a very popular song in 1967, probably before some of you were born, and the song titled, All You Need Is Love. 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 All you need is love. It did not have a variety of lyrics. The main stanza was love. All you need is love. So do you believe that? Do you know how much God loves you? I mean, really know how much God loves you. Think about something you love. Don't you cherish it? Be it personal property? Don't you nurture it and care for it, will the best for it? That's how God loves each of us. God didn't need the Beatles to reinforce what he tells us over 300 times in the Bible. All through the Bible, God shares his promises of love. We already heard Sora Eileen talk of them this morning. And in these uncertain times, let these promises of love be a reminder to you. I'm going to share several passages of scripture, starting with 1 Corinthians 13, 7 through 13. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love is a healer, a comforter. Mm-hmm. With love, we can guarantee we will see tomorrow. We have the promises of tomorrow because we know love never ceases. And in 13, the word says, and now these things remain true. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Go over to Hebrews 13 and 8. God's love never ends. It's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I add even and especially in times of turmoil. God's word reminds us that he is a comforter. His rod and staff comforts us, Psalms 23 and 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they are with me. They comfort me. The Lord hears us. We learn that in Deuteronomy 26 and 7. We know that listening requires a very mature person, a very mature love, to leave their own world, their own thoughts, and enter that of another. It's a love that does more than the physicality of hearing words. It's the kind of love that God demonstrated when Jesus entered earth to serve humanity. That's a selfless love. So God loved the world that he gave his only one son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That kind of love, it's difficult sometimes in a self-saturated world or when we have lots on our mind. But Moses reminded his listeners that when they cried out for help, it was the Lord that heard them and delivered them. Deuteronomy 26 and 7. All we have to do is call on the Lord. Listening isn't a luxury or byproduct for God. It's essential. True love. It's who he is. I called and he heard my cry. And this is how we know God answers our cry. His promises are yea and amen. Corinthians 1 and 20. Yea is commitment. Amen is confirmation. So we know he answers our cry. And if we move over to Psalms 107, so Arlene took us right to this word, amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the land, from the east and the west and the north and the south. Some wandered in the desert wasteland, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry, they were thirsty, their lives ebbed away. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and yet he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Going down to 19, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out the word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them sacrifice thanksgivings and tell of his works of songs of joy. Going down to 28, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. And guess what? He brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. He turned rivers into desert, flowing springs into thirsty ground, and fruitful land into a salt waste because of the wickedness of those who live there. Yet he turned the desert into pools of water and the parched grounds into flowing springs. There he brought the hungry to live, and they founded a city where they could settle. They sowed fields and planted vineyards, and they yielded a fruitful harvest. He blessed them, and their numbers greatly increased. He did not let their herds diminish. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his loyal love endures forever. Sorrowers, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. May the Lord add a rich blessing to the reading and the acceptance and the listening. We just talked about listening of the word. So the word affirms that God listens to us with a heart of love. He knows what to give you, when to give it to you, and how to refresh you and provide all of your needs. Psalm 68:7. You are never, ever alone. So as we transition this to prayer, I would ask that you please keep the names of our dear sorors that have been ill, grief-stricken, or standing in the gap for others in your heart, and petition our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his grace and mercy. I'd like to read the names and ask that if you have other names, just hold them in silence as we read this list of our sorors. These are the names that have been submitted to the prayer list, and please remember to go on the chapter website and do the same. These have been submitted as of 12 a.m. this morning. Sora Brianna Van Leer, recovering from surgery. Sora Shakira El-Amin, the passing of her aunt, Sora Mary Miller. Sora Camille Hume, praying for wellness of daughter Nadia. Sora Monica Easterland, her father is in ICU, grandfather Sora Monique Jackson. Sora Melanie Barnes, praise report, mother is home from the hospital, yet still recovering. Sora Felicia Hunter, passing of her former husband and son's father. Sora Donna and Leah Murray, the passing of their uncle, Mr. Meredith Murray. Past president, Sora Marcia Griffin, the passing of her beloved husband, Leary. Past president, Lenita Haith Williams, still recovering. Sora Dr. Portia Lockett, passing of her sister. Sora Denise Ladeau, passing of her brother. Sora Donna Cotton, passing of her mother-in-law. Sora Loretta Brown, passing of her first cousin, Ezekiel Nash. Sora Rhonda Quinn, passing of her niece. And all of our sorors that are recovering from coronavirus, whose names went uncalled, those that have recovered, and even those that are caregivers, we offer these names, Lord, to you in prayer and ask that your grace and mercy amongst us all. We pray God's enduring love for us all. Amen. Sora Deborah.
Good morning, my sorrows. Good morning. If we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. If we ever needed to pray, we sure do need to now. God himself has said you need only to come before him and pray. Whenever you're feeling anxious and worried, pray. There's power in prayer and turning it all over to the Lord who sacrificed his own son. Although we still face adversity, we don't need to do it alone. God is always there. And thankfully for us, our sorrows are always there for us. There's a peace in letting God take over your life. He's got a plan, and when you let go and let God's plan evolve, you'll find that what you thought was a big deal really isn't a big deal at all. So, Rose, you are not alone in dealing with whatever challenges you are facing. God is with you. Feel the love and peace of God's presence. Let him into your life and begin to feel that peace no matter the storm. So, Rose, let us bow our heads and kneel before the throne of God in unity, love, and prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh God, we thank you that your love does not brag and is not arrogant. Help us to not live with pride or arrogance, but to choose to walk with humility and grace. Lord, we thank you that true love does not act unbecomingly. Lord, help us to extend kindness instead of rudeness toward others. Help us to lay aside the critical tone and tearing down with our words so that we can truly think, walk, and live in peace. Lord, we thank you that true love does not seek its own. Lord, help us not to live selfishly, looking only to our own interests. Lord, we thank you that true love is not provoked. Help us to not become easily angered. Help us to not be so quickly reactive, but instead slow to speak and slow to become angry. Lord, we thank you that your love does not take into account a wrong that has been suffered. Help us not to hold grudges, but choose to forgive, even when it's difficult. Lord, we thank you that your love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Help us to love your words of truth that we may walk in your freedom and wisdom. Lord, we thank you that your love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And we thank you that your love never fails. Help us to love as you love. Fill us with your spirit so we can choose what is best. Thank you, Lord, that it's not all up to us. Thank you that you equip us to face each day with the power of your love, your forgiveness, and your grace. We love you, Lord, and we need you today and every day. We believe that you are able to do the impossible. And Father, sometimes with this coronavirus problem, it appears to be impossible to deal with, but God, you are the God of possibilities. Father, do what only you can do. Help us to persist during this pandemic. Help us to be obedient and follow the directions given to us by our elected officials, even though it seems difficult. We are also praying for you to give us strength. Jesus, make miracles happen for everyone. We pray for healing and recovery for everyone in the whole world, not just our community, but the whole world who are affected by this virus. We pray for a hedge of protection around our families, our neighbors, our community, and especially our healthcare professionals and those essential workers who dedicate themselves to our well-being. Keep them healthy and provide safe working conditions in which to do their jobs. Please stop the spread of this illness and guide the medical professionals to discovering a treatment, a cure, and a vaccine. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. Please comfort them and wrap your loving arms around them and give them the peace that passes all understanding. Dear God, we come before you to lay our anxiety at your feet. When we are crushed by fears and worries, remind us of your power and your grace and your love. Fill us with your peace. We know we can't beat this on our own, but we know that you have already taken care of it, already taken care of this. For this and so much more, we thank you. For God, we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. We trust you with all of our heart and do not lean on our own understanding. God, help us to show your grace to the people you have given us to love. Lord, wrap your arms around the families of the Soros whose names you were called. You know their needs. Touch them and comfort them in their time of need. We love you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We lift your name on high and give you all the glory, honor, and praise. All these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, 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 amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Sora Dawn Clark, and I'm just really full right now. The spirit
has truly been with us this morning. Before I close this prayer call, I just want to allow our president, Sora Keisha Thurman, if she has any words to say, and then I will close this out.
Sure. Good morning, followers. Thank you again to our fabulous chaplains and council of chaplains, for the spiritual guidance and covering this morning. As they all stated, if we didn't need prayer, we definitely need it now. Amen. Continue prayers to all of you, for me and my household, as we continue to try to maneuver during these interesting times. I look forward to talking to and seeing some of you tomorrow during our second virtual chapter meeting of the year. I hope you are registered and will be on the call by 4:15 so that you can participate in the election. I don't know, that's about all I have. Just continue prayers to everyone. A lot going on. You heard the prayer list. I've been in touch with all those followers, and they are definitely in need of our prayer. So thank you. Enjoy the beautiful weather today. Some of us will be doing scholarship interviews this morning. I do plan to sit outside and get some fresh air at some point today. No rain, and supposed to be about 60. So step outside, get a little bit of fresh air in those lungs, walk around the block, and then go back home. We're safe. Love you all. Have a great day.
Love you too. Thank you. This has been a beautiful morning. I want to thank Sora Arlene for opening us up, and Sora Venus for those reminders of God's promises, of his love, and Deb for that beautiful, encouraging prayer. And the Lord had put this scripture on my heart this morning as I was preparing for the call. And I think it kind of just is a quick synopsis of all that we have experienced today. 1 Peter 5:7 says, And this word has been to me a common thread through conversations this week and even on the call. The NIV version says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And if we substitute that word, we know that cares incorporates love, his love. So as all that we are experiencing right now, all our anxieties, our fears, our worries, we can cast those at the Lord's feet because he loves us. And I pray that this week, today, tomorrow, and going forward, that each of us would experience a hundredfold refreshing experience of the Lord's presence and his love with us that will carry us, that we could cast it all at his feet, knowing that he loves us. So God bless you. God keep you. May his face shine upon you. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. God bless. Bye-bye.